The U.S. election's almost here, and Trump is ready to disregard the ballots and claim presidency early. I know, it sounds almost unbelievable. Well, this morning I'm chatting to Associate Professor Brendan O'Connor from the United States Studies Center to make a little bit more sense of this, which has been called Red Mirage. Brendan, thank you very much for taking the time to join me on the show this morning.
Good to chat with you.
So, well, Election Day is almost upon America, but, I mean, the country's already seen a record amount of people voting early and casting a lot of postal votes. What's driving this behaviour, and what does that mean for the election this year?
Well, extraordinary problems with the coronavirus. You wouldn't want to be in a long line on Election Day, given that there has been the surge of cases again in the United States. 100,000 cases on various days over the last week. 231 million people dead in the United States from the coronavirus. So it's just been this incredible toll of death, destruction, mismanagement. So people rightly wanting to get the vote out of the way before Election Day, and that's led to, in places like Texas, more votes before Election Day than the entire number of votes that we got 4 years ago. So
Wow. Turn up
is up. People are not just enthusiastic to get rid of Trump on the Democrat side, but a lot of Trump supporters have voted as well. So it makes it a bit harder to call in some ways an election where there's so much voting really, you know, before the last polls. The last polls matter that much when a majority of the population might have voted before those polls are taken. So it makes it a bit more tricky for predictions, I think, with the virus and all of the rest of it. But I think there is a strong overwhelming sense that Trump looks very vulnerable, and it looks quite likely that he won't be returned as president.
Yeah, I mean, the latest polls are showing Biden in the lead, and, you know, that is hopeful for those on that side. But one of Trump's latest announcements is that he'll declare an early victory if he has a sense that he is ahead. Is this even possible? Like, what does that mean? How does that look?
Well, we know, you know, well from 4 years or more of Donald Trump, that he's a kind of master of lies. That he's, you know, anything he can get away with saying, he will and doing. And so I suppose there's been this worry with a lot of people that because the votes in some of the Midwestern states, particularly the large state of Pennsylvania, is not going to be counted until Election Day. So in Florida, they're already counting. So we'll get a good sense of who wins Florida by about maybe 1:30 tomorrow, Australian time, where Pennsylvania, it's going to take a few days probably to get the exact result, because votes will be slower to count because they haven't been counted before Election Day, which is kind of madness and something the local Republicans have wanted. They've wanted to make this election process as confusing as possible. So if Trump is ahead on election night in Pennsylvania, that's quite likely, but it's quite likely when all the votes are counted that Biden will win by 3 or 4 or more percent in Pennsylvania. So what do we imagine the master of lies and misinformation will do? Declare victory. You know, that's true to form. So I think it's not particularly surprising that Trump would pull some kind of stunt like this. The problem will be how the media will react and whether there'll be a media in the United States who has done what they've done throughout the Trump presidency on Fox News and elsewhere and said the president said it, it must be true.
Right. Because, I mean, I might be understanding this incorrectly, but the other candidate, Biden, would have to concede. Is that correct?
Well, you know, concession speeches can be taken away. In the end, it's what happens in sort of the end of November, December. There's an electoral college where people kind of ceremonially get together and say who won which state and pass on those votes. And the candidate with 270 electoral college votes is, you know, set up to be inaugurated on January 20. So there's a lot of time to deal with this. This is probably a good thing in some regards, but if it goes to the courts, maybe not such a good thing. But I think the sense is that Biden just has too many paths to victory. So I think if the polls were narrower, if the margin of victory was razor thin, as it was in 2000 for George W. Bush, someone like Trump, who just doesn't want to play by the rules and will do whatever it takes to win, incredibly dangerous in American democracy, may no longer be democracy. But I think with a sense that it's going to be a lot harder for Trump in many states, not just, you know, the clear sort of ones we've talked about in, a lot in the past, like Florida and Pennsylvania and Ohio, but he's in trouble in lots of other places like Arizona, Michigan and Wisconsin, he looks like he'll lose. He's bleeding votes, I think, in many places. And this, in the end, I think most of us hope who want to see a sane transition of power and every vote counted, I think in the end probably will be too much for Trump.
Right. Yeah. Well, it will be interesting to see what happens. And doesn't sound like Trump will just be bunkering down in the White House until he's forcibly removed, which is what I was envisioning when this first came out. Brendan, thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning.
My pleasure.
That's Associate Professor Brendan O'Connor from the United States Studies Center, unpacking the already chaos of the U.S. election.